Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For more than 2 years, the town of Natick has kept a secret. One of its police officers is accused of sexually assaulting a coworker. The town has fought to keep those charges quiet. Experts say secrecy is common when officers are accused of sexual or domestic violence. WBUR's Ellie Jarmanning has more, starting with what happened in Natick and an advisory. This story includes descriptions of sexual assault.
A handful of Natick police officers and a dispatcher met up after an overnight shift early in the pandemic. They found an empty parking lot near the station and had a few drinks. Before long, the gathering got out of hand. The female dispatcher told investigators that Officer James Quilty stuck his hand down her pants. When the other four officers left, he trapped her in her car, groped her, and forced her hand onto his pants over his penis.
The victim repeatedly tried to de-escalate the situation. In fact, tried to leave the situation.
That's Prosecutor Suzanne Wiseman in Middlesex Superior Court explaining what happened.
The defendant blocked her, physically prevented her from leaving by placing himself in between the door jamb and the car so that she couldn't leave, despite her numerous times saying that she just wanted to leave, she just wanted to leave.
Still, prosecutors say a police supervisor initially shrugged off the allegations when she first heard about them. Then the town treated the matter as a case of sexual harassment and quietly agreed to keep Quilty on the force after a suspension. He didn't face criminal charges until 20 months later, after WBUR and a blogger asked for records about what happened. Even then, neither the town nor prosecutors publicly announced the indictment.
It's incredibly disturbing.
Cody Jacobs is a Natick town meeting member who ran unsuccessfully for select board this year.
The fact that they would put this person in a position of public trust, like a police officer, where they're walking around Natick as an armed enforcer of the law when they are accused of a serious violent crime, is very disturbing to me.
Experts say it's all too common for police around the country to simply try to sweep these kind of allegations under the rug. Mark Wynn is a retired lieutenant with the Nashville Police Department who has investigated and trained police on how to respond to domestic and sexual violence within their own ranks.
This really is the biggest ethics test we've ever faced. Because if you can't hold your own officers accountable for crimes, how are we going to hold the general public accountable for their crimes? How can they trust us?
Wynn has been doing this work since the 80s, and research dating back that long shows the problem is enormous. In a study of two large departments, roughly 40% of officers admitted they'd acted violently towards their spouses or children. Leonor Boulin Johnson, the researcher who led the study, says most police officers accused of domestic or sexual violence keep their jobs. Few are prosecuted. But she says researchers don't have enough recent data to know whether the problem has gotten better or gotten even worse.
I don't think that departments are doing enough to address it or to see whether it has gone down, except that it seems like they're becoming more guarded. And therefore, my thought is that maybe the percentage is higher. And that's a terrible thought.
Experts say the secrecy around police misconduct is especially significant in states like Massachusetts, with weak public records laws. More than 40 departments refuse to release reports to WBUR of officers accused of sexual or domestic violence. They cited a privacy law originally intended to help victims, a law that only exists in Massachusetts. Justin Silverman is executive director of the New England First Amendment Coalition. He says all that secrecy is a problem.
Without that kind of information, we don't know if the department acted in the public's interest or its own interest. We don't know if there was any accountability, and we, members of the public, are left in the dark.
Meanwhile, Natick has refused to release any records of what happened in that parking lot in April 2020 and how it responded after. WBUR filed a lawsuit to get the records, including a copy of the town's investigation and a discrimination complaint filed by the dispatcher. She hasn't responded to messages from WBUR. So most of what we know about what happened that morning comes from criminal court records. Last December, Officer Quilty was indicted on 3 counts of indecent assault and battery. He has pleaded not guilty and has asked a judge to dismiss the indictments. In court in August, Quilty's attorney defended the officer's actions. Michael Perpall told a judge that Quilty thought he had his colleague's consent.
His understanding of the events of that day were completely off. And he's embarrassed, but more so he's sorry about what happened on that particular day.
Prosecutors scoffed at that explanation. Here is Prosecutor Wiseman again.
There's nothing about that that could have been, quote unquote, misreading the room. This defendant took actual voluntary acts, physical assaultive acts towards another party.
Even as the case plays out in court, town officials have mostly remained silent. Select Board Chair Paul Joseph says the town is hesitant to comment or release documents about the incident while the criminal case proceeds.
We do, as a board, have confidence in the process we're undertaking, and we are trying to do it in the spirit of transparency and fairness to the parties that are involved.
The former select board candidate, Jacob, says he's disappointed by the secrecy. He hopes the town releases the records and explains its response.
I think there's still time to get this right. There's a chance to still engage with the public about this and answer questions about what's going on.
Until then, he says, it's hard for people like him to trust the town and the police. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.
WBUR's Todd Wallach contributed to this report.